5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go, go, go.
Welcome to Jibber Jabber.
Fighting off all the shit.
Raw and unfiltered, covering the hottest headlines.
I'm in my zone.
Music.
You know I'm undefeated.
Video games.
Mission accomplished.
Social media.
Do it for the gram.
And sports.
For free.
It's Jibber Jabber with Jason and Jason.
Yo, what up, guys? Here's another episode of Jibber Jabber. This is a wig off Wednesday, meaning Jay's out of office. Jay Money's here, taking his wig off, getting a little wild. It's a little different because you know why? Times are different. Straight up, times are different. What are you supposed to do? Can't do much. Can't do much, supposed to stay inside. It's all good. Anyhow, I want to talk about a couple things. I hope everyone had a good 4th of July weekend. I know I did. I hung out with my family, saw some fireworks go off. And when I mean some, I mean a lot, too many, whatever, all good. Who cares? If you're in the San Pedro area, you know that that shit was a war zone. But anyways, you take the fireworks away. It's a fucking war zone anyway. You know what I mean? Longshoremen make too much money. Small businesses are getting supported. That's cool because we band together. But at the same time, who cares? I mean, at the end of the day, who cares? Because I work for a big corporation, USPS. If you don't know that, I'm the dopest, hottest, best-looking mailman you've ever seen. If you didn't know that, that's what I do for a living. And, Ronald fucking Rump Roast is thinking about shutting us down, and along with teachers and education and all that shit. But, you know, who wants to talk about that guy? But I'll continue to jibber, and hopefully you guys want to listen for the jabber. Let me talk about something real quick. I have a lot of homosexual friends. I respect it. I love it. Hey. Be you, babe. But I gotta talk about something. Ever since I started walking up a lot of hills, doing a lot of walking, the rump starting to look a little mini Kardashian back there. And I'm getting meat-3'd is what I'm gonna call it. It's called meat-3. Meat-cubed. Listen, fellas, I know. You got your voice, got to do what you got to do, but not everyone's into it. You know, I feel like a piece of meat sometimes, and it's sad. No, but it's funny to me sometimes, but then, you know, it gets kind of serious because I was getting out of the fucking pool at my apartment complex. Just got out real quick, not a big deal. And, you know, got a little bit of suction when you're getting out. Got a little bit of suction. And there was a beautiful homosexual man. If I was a homosexual as well, I would fucking be all over it, but I'm not. Unfortunately, I grew up the way I grew up. Got the long hair. I got the sensibilities of it. I get it, boys. I do. Trust me. You think that I wore my sister's cheerleading outfit because it felt like something wrong to do? Felt right. Hey, boys, it felt right. But what I'm going to tell you, if you guys want to argue for freaking anything, got to respect as well. All right? And unfortunately, this guy said, "Holy shit, what up, baby?" And I looked over like, "Yo, what up?" He gave me the, "You single?" Said, "Nope." Gave me the "Damn." And he sweet talked me. Me being a weaker man or a stronger man, who knows. He'd be braiding my hair. Would be at Build-A-Bear, holding hands, walking down, getting a couple yogurts, talking over the sunset. But unfortunately, guy, I do that with someone else, and she's a female. Not hating. Me cubed is the phrase. And that's just what it is. And no hating. But yeah, that's the thing. Got a couple stories to talk about. Like I said, JW's gone. Let's talk about TikTok. I referred to TikTok last episode about talentless TikTok, but let's talk about what's the word I'm looking for? It's called compromise TikTok. What's up with them? We're fucked, guys. But it's all good because, you know, dancing in front of a video, even if it requires giving up all of our privacy, got those moves, baby. Do it. Shake that rump. Do what you got to do. But I hate to say it, told you so. All good. Not really tripping, but it's something for to be tripping about. Fireworks are still going off. That guy's going to get caught because no one's doing it, guy. Who cares? I appreciate anyone that's listened to this podcast. I know, like, what you guys don't want to hear me talk. And obviously, no one wants to hear me talk, but maybe some of you do. And I'll take a couple maybe somebody's. Then, listen, it's all fun and games at the end of the day. It's all fun and games. Fact of the matter is, that is not the name of our show, but it could be. Anyways, guys, I hope you guys are keeping it high and tight. Life is getting weird. It's getting random. What can we do? We can do a lot by doing a little. And by little, stay in your house. Wear that mask. Right? I mean, let's just say there's 90% men that listen to this podcast. We all thought about being the Cape Crusader. We all thought about being Spider-Man. Wear the fucking mask. It's not a big deal. It really isn't that big of a deal. And if you can't wear the mask because you have breathing problems, hey, maybe you got it. Maybe you Ronan'd. Maybe you're Ronan'd. It's all good, dude. There's no problem with that. But maybe you're Ronan'd. And if you're Ronan'd, quarantine-y. Hey, quarantining clamps. Do what you gotta do. I know for a fact that I've had a couple scares. I was like, damn, am I patient zero of quarantine cutie? Am I the first quarantine guy? I mean, corona guy to be the cutest quarantini corona topped dickhead? Well, let me just rephrase that. Am I the cutest coronavirus patient? It's what I thought. And for a second there, I went through the list, Brad. And I saw my name, fourth on the list of the cutest corona patient zeros. Then I found out I didn't have it, so it was like a big joke on me. Is this April Fool's? What is going on? What's going on, fellas and ladies? There's probably no ladies. We're living in a world where nothing is real. Come on. We have complex filling in information on political values. Now it's like, dude, weren't you guys like selling shoes and shit or whatever the fuck? And half the time, no one's really paying attention to the shit you guys got to say anyways, if it's not hot sauce on a wing or whatever. Whatever, dude. I mean, guys, I appreciate anyone that's listened to it. Because you know what? I'm just trying to get a voice out there for us fucking goofballs. Right? I mean, listen to the couple stories we had. I mean, Joey Chestnut takes down another wiener. It's like, okay. But he did it. And that's happy because it's nothing about politics or someone getting killed or something like that. It's beautiful. And then you got the celebrities chiming in with all this shit and they make these fucking Jesus pieces. But hey, guy, you're so for Black Lives Matter. Where'd you get that diamond? Where'd you get that ice? by your one-armed brother, I'm assuming, that you care so much about. But for real, guys, I don't know. The reason why I do this podcast is it's fun, man. And I live in a pretty cool area that allows it to be diverse, but then there's certain areas you can't go because it's so, like, populated with hate and all this shit. And at some point, you just want to get away from it. I mean, don't you guys all just want to get away for a second? Everyone's posting like there's some, like, political genius. It's like, no, dude, you fucking dropped out of Angel Gate adult school. And I'm not talking about, like, the smart kid Angel Gate. I'm talking about the dumb one. And if you went to San Pedro High, you went to, and a lack of better words, you went to a retard school. It's all good. It's all good, dude. My aunt's retarded, and she's a beautiful person, even though she fucking stole my grandpa and ruined my mom's life. We still forgive her, because if you're Catholic, you know, you felt guilty anyways. Oh, I shouldn't have jerked off to that picture of that lady in the Macy's catalog. Or I shouldn't have done what I did when I told that fat lady that you look fucking awful in that dress because it's way too short. You got to figure it out. And at some point, we are going to figure it out. Right? I hope so. Anyways, guys, there's not very many topics because obviously my news guy is, you know, taking a day off, which is what you guys should do from trying to preach and do all this shit, because take a step back. We don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Half of you guys were taking, not guys, well, I hope some of you guys were taking bikini pictures, but half of you girls that are posting on shit were taking bikini butt pictures. And like, can I be real? Can't we just go back to thirst trapping rather than thought trapping? Thirst trap. Rather than thought trapping, it's a lot easier. Just go show those buns. But, you know, the world's a crazy place. And if you don't get crazy, you're not going to be able to revolve with it. And I hope we all do, man. I really do. Now, I posted something on my Instagram saying, fuck Trump. And what I meant is, like, I actually think he's a funny guy. But I'm dating a Chinese, Vietnamese, beautiful American woman, and his words have affected her lifestyle by so much of being scared to go to a Home Depot. She can't go get sod for our fucking cumbers because she's fucking tripping on some fucking Karen gonna act like we Karen. We ain't Karen anymore, guy, girl, whatever you are. I mean, get it through your heads. Listen, I grew up with a bunch of fucking great friends that literally, you know, said, call me a beaner and shit. And I'm not the biggest Mexican guy, but it was funny. But they had love in their heart. It was fun. But, like, this shit that's going on now is not love, man. And, like, what the fuck? These are our American citizens that we're fucking threatening now. But I'm getting a little too political, and that's way bad. So I'll just jump off of that. But baseball is going to be starting up. I hope everyone's ready for this 60-game season. It's going to be fun. If I sometimes listen close, I feel like I hear the pop of the mitt right in Dodger Stadium, which is in my backyard, but I don't. All I hear is the pop of firecrackers because evidently, as illegal as those are, no one gives a fuck. Because we got bigger problems, guys. You know, if you guys don't know about this place, I want to give a little food recommendations. Burgers Never Say Die. If you never had Burgers Never Say Die, dude, you guys are tripping. One of my good friends, Ricky Acevedo, put me onto this place. And, you know, with a name like that, you're kind of like, maybe they do say die, but trust me, great burger is out there in Silver Lake. Go check these people out. And they're one of these small businesses that need help, just like the Troubadour and places that we adore. People, it's real. I'm going on a camping trip this weekend. I'm really excited to get away, go do some fishing. And I hope everyone stays safe and positive, man. It's the biggest thing is staying positive, because I'm doing this podcast because I want to better my life. And if you guys know me, I've fucking been running my mouth forever. And why not run it to the people that I care the most about, that I hope they're informed enough to know that they're not in it alone. And we're doing this shit, and we're going to keep fighting, because it's not about different, you know, ethnicities anymore. It's about Americans banding together and being Americans. And I hope we get it. July's a good month. I have my nephew's birthday. He's going to be, I don't know, 16, 17, whatever. And then I got my littlest niece. She's going to be turning 1 year old. That's a big deal, you know. And, guys, I appreciate if you guys do listen. Like, this is not me trying to, you know, be something I'm not. It's obviously, if you listen to it, it's me being me. I just want to talk about something really fast. There's a wife that put on 18 shirts in 30 seconds in Idaho. And I idolized that hoe, if I'm being real. And her husband's name was Dave Rush. Rush them shirts, baby. My derelict Dottie, which is going to be something we're going to be throwing in. Derelict Dottie of the of this week is going to have to be... Shit, Sam, I'm putting myself on the spot, but it's all good. Derelict Dottie of the week is going to be that Maxwell bitch. Strictly because it's like anyone that walks the tightrope is going to fall one day. And I'm glad you did, because now we can fucking finally, hopefully, sink in our teeth into this fucking problem we have with corruption in our country. But guys, everyone stay safe, stay real. I love y'all. And I hope everything in the future for all y'all is positive. Because that's all we got. It's hard to talk about something different these days. I get frustrated sometimes because I know I'm not a comedian. And, you know, I never even had the balls to go up more than twice in a stand-up mic, open mic. And, I shouldn't even be talking like I'm a comedian, but I just want to make you guys laugh, so it's less to think about. I know a lot of my friends have beautiful families, which shout out to you guys for taking care of them during this trying time. And I know some of you guys just want to fucking laugh at me, which is all good, and I'm cool with it. But guys, love you. This is a quickie. But it's all good, you know. Hey, hopefully you guys do listen, and go follow the Instagram. It's Jibber Jabber Podcast _. And love y'all, all right? Keep it real. You know what I mean? Drop them tops and pop them cocks, boys. See ya.